This is a special report. We head now to the Situation Room, where KT Fun Tweets is tracking breaking news. Holy s***, this is huge. Here he is, Kevin KT Turner.
That's right, we told you about the breaking NBA trade, but we also have breaking news coming out of the Wade household. And for more on that, we send it down to field reporter Jeff Skin Wade.
Thank you, Kevin. Guys, the other day we did a segment on my dog being a circus freak show in terms of dog-to-dong ratio. Now, we added a new dog to the posse. It's the first male dog I've ever had. His name is Bill Ghostbustin' Ass Murray. And he is some sort of Maltese Falcon. I don't know the names of these dogs. But he's about 12 pounds, and about 4 pounds of him is dong.
And that sounds like you're being conservative.
I am.
Yeah, I think that's the real version of a wiener dog.
Right. Yeah. I see where you're going with this. It's really weird when you see him walk off from behind because there's this bag of boulders that are just banging on his paws from side to side like a metronome. Oh,
hanging all the way down to the...
It's nuts.
Like,
isn't that funny?
Yeah, well said.
He's 10 months old or something like that. So he's at the age where a lot of people, if they don't want their male dog to do something shocking, they castrate that dog or neuter that dog. Or Ben, I don't know, did you guys go through this with your male dogs?
We did neuter our dogs. I do remember neutering the dogs for sure.
Did you do it personally?
I tried to save money on it and I botched the first one. So then we went ahead and outsourced the second one.
Yeah.
I did my son's though.
Yeah. How'd that work out?
So far so good.
He hadn't impregnated anybody.
Nothing surprising yet.
My wife went to the, I think they call it a vet doctor. And got the information on what we're going to do to Bill Ghostbustin' Ass Murray. And she goes, yeah, so what happens is they go in there and they take out the boulders. And this is my first male dog, so right. I was unfamiliar with all this. She said, then it shrivels up.
What do you mean?
In the summer?
It shrivels up.
Because it's cold?
No, just because of the nature of that operation.
Oh, yeah.
And it goes away?
And then the other aspect of it, right, the cannon, becomes more of a handgun. So I was like, wait, can we do that?
It's like an unloaded pistol.
Yeah. I mean, no, like a different tiny pistol altogether. And I was like, man, I don't know that we can do this. I mean, this is a... This is a performance animal, right? This is like
it's not a stud.
I want to be honest. If you neuter that dog and you make this God's gift, this wiener dog, if you make it go away, I will sue you.
It's a Maltese.
I will sue you.
Wait, what do you mean? On what ground, sir?
Because it's like it's like this. It's like, have you ever seen where a real estate developer will knock down a majestic tree and then get sued over it? Hey! You can't do that. That's a creation in the universe that's special, and we're going to protect that. I'm going to contact my governor.
I've killed real estate developers who have tried that.
I'm just saying, that's not right. I'll picket your house. You know, if you disrespect that dog's incredible show dong, I think you're doing a disservice to the world.
Are you saying show dog?
Yeah.
So I think what you're saying is fair, and let me just be the first to tell you, I'm very conflicted about this. And I appreciate that you're on my side. And knowing that you're on my side, I'm sensing the willingness by you to take this dog on over at the Rogers
house. Did you say dog? Take the dog on?
Yeah, take the dog
on. Okay, I'll take the... Yeah, yeah. Okay, good. Good. Yeah. I wanted to make sure what you were saying. I do not have a willingness to do the other thing.
Not anymore.
I want less dogs in my life, not more. I'm looking to get some dogs off my payroll, to be honest with you.
What about a swap? What if we do a Nets Hawks thing?
You know how your dog's gift is having that Wonder Dong?
Mm-hmm.
My dog's gifts are destroying expensive landscaping.
I don't know that.
They're very talented at that. I mean, they're among the best in the world. So if you have a bunch of expensive landscaping you'd like to have removed, you should hire my dogs.
We need to turn those dogs loose at Bushwood.
Yeah, you're right. So that said, I think it'd be incredibly selfish of you and your wife to remove the world of that super dog.
Yeah.
Super dog.
Tizzle, are you on the fan text over there?
Yep.
877-881-1053. If you had a 12-pound dog and 6 pounds of it was dong, would you neuter this thing knowing that the gift goes away?
Most people are just saying that you're jealous.
That's true.
Duh.
First of all, I don't even know if it's surgically possible to neuter half the dog's weight as its dong. It's like having a Siamese twin, right?
Yeah.
Like you can't detach. Sometimes if you detach twins that are attached, conjoined twins, I guess is what I'm really looking for, conjoined twins.
The other side deflates.
Yeah, like you have to, it's healthier to allow it to live together and go, I mean.
Well, here's the other shocking part. I told you guys that this dog has a crazy Gene Simmons tongue that can't even fit in its mouth.
You guys are having that reduced?
No, I'm just saying.
Thank
it's just
God. Come on.
The irony that those two things right. exist together on
it's
the same creature.
Dog. It's a pleasure dog.
Wait, what does that mean?
I mean, it because it's so sweet and it's fun to play with, and the kids pet it.
What?
And you can throw a ball around with it. It derives pleasure from all pets are just such a pleasure to have around, except for mine.
I feel like I'm watching you try to run uphill on roller skates.
Here's what I want to know. Yeah, we had talked about, you had said your wife was looking into ordering a sex bot, a version for when you're on Mavs road trips.
Yep.
And this dog has a lot of the same characteristics
that
she
robot?
Was Googling. So well, I'm just wondering, did she not order this dog?
It got real awkward because I was on a Mavs road trip and her lover died. which got so weird as we were trying to hope that there wasn't an investigation and all that kind of stuff. So, and then that's when the dog magically appeared.
Right.
But she's the one leading the charge on this dong removal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I was too, but now I'm like, God, so that's
tired
what happens?
She's tired of putting the dog underwear on him every day.
Yeah. Why does that dog wear underwear?
Dude.
Just let that dog showcase its gift.
I agree. But he's got a daughter in the house.
Yeah.
You can't have the thing out.
The kids
it's
asked.
Inappropriate.
The kids asked to move.
Check your panties.
The kids wanted to go move in with their grandparents.
Have that thing out?
Yeah.
It's very, very human-like.
Anyways, we got a tough decision to make because I think go time is next Wednesday.
Flip a coin.
Should have named that dog Playgirl.
Should have named that dog Burt Reynolds. All right.
Just flip a coin.
We'll let you know how it goes on Facebook.